The ruling was a victory for the coalition of private religious schools that challenged the order, who can now begin in-person instruction immediately. The court's conservative majority wrote that Dane County's public health officer lacks the power to require virtual instruction. Justices also agreed with an assertion by those who brought the case that denying in-person instruction would harm schools, parents, and students. The court's liberal justices dissented, writing that the ruling ran contrary to calls by conservatives for local control. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi blasted the ruling, saying it would endanger not only students, parents, and teachers, but also the community as a whole. The ruling was handed down on a day when COVID-19 cases hit a record high in Dane County. Most of the new cases came from students returning for in-person instruction at the UW-Madison. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.